Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGoTraining.com. My name is Helen Morris, and in this show, we are going to discuss assessment. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question or comment box below. All right, let's get started. In this short talk, I'll be covering a review of the key elements of assessment, when to carry out an assessment, and how it can be managed in a live environment, and what you should expect from the results. Assessment can cover a wide scope, and I'm going to talk about process assessment as it relates to IT service management. There are many approaches to carrying out a process assessment, but most commonly the method used is to adopt a process maturity model, such as that supports ISO 20000 or the CMMI Capability Maturity Model integration itself. Key elements of the maturity model approach are based on a number of defined levels, everything from 0, not knowing that you need to improve at all, to level 5, where you are completely managing and understanding how your processes are being delivered. So you have monitoring in place and everybody's trained and you're checking that the processes are being followed. In order to establish which level of maturity the organisation has achieved, it's necessary to review some key areas. You need to understand the need for the process, and you need to understand the documentation for it. The documentation should be agreed and supported by clear procedures. Monitoring the individual adoption of a process and measuring its use and the management of its use will also be part of our maturity assessment, as will improvement, and improvement is considered to be part of the process. Automation is another aspect that identifies a level of maturity. But when we're looking at an assessment, the first question that needs to be answered is why the assessment is being carried out. Very often an assessment is carried out in response to a specific need, maybe legislative requirements or a business change, or perhaps just an understanding of the current state of the IT environment is required. Assessments can take place at any time, but they should respond to some kind of defined trigger. Following the CSI improvement model, the first step is the establishment of the overall vision that's being pursued. For IT service management, this should be based on the requirements and future vision of the organisation we support. It's important to recognise that IT is part of the whole organisation, and the organisational goals and objectives are the true drivers for all IT activity. Following establishment of the vision, we begin to look at assessment, to baseline the environment. So when to carry out an assessment will be applicable according to the requirements of the drivers that we've identified. Assessment requires engagement with all personnel, both business and IT. It should be recognised that this will require resource, and an appropriate time frame should be selected to achieve it. You need to be mindful of the availability of the personnel required to support and participate in the assessment. Often IT service management assessments are carried out in isolation from the business, but the most effective assessments will establish the understanding of the service delivery from the perspective of the business management, the user base, and the IT department, so all three areas will be considered. As a result, timing of such an assessment is critical to its success. Consider the timing for business and IT personnel. How will it impact on an important period of business activity? Will the right level of personnel be available for the assessment? There are many ways that we can alleviate this, but one of them is to use an online assessment tool, rather than having lengthy and time-consuming face-to-face meetings. If we adopt an approach that is more accommodating to the needs of the individual and allows for the assessment to become an acceptable part of the workload, it is much more likely that they will be that the individual will be keen to participate. This is particularly pertinent looking at senior business managers who don't have time to sit down and talk through what IT means to them with an individual, but they may be able to fill in an online assessment in between other important activity. It is also important to ensure that the participants understand the purpose of the assessment so that we maximise their buy-in to the process. Baseline assessments should be a regular part of the management of IT services. We should do them at least annually to maintain a model of the progression for service delivery over time. When to assess reflects the requirement to respond to the vision or an identified drive to improve. We need to ensure that objectivity is maintained at all times, and so it may be advisable to carry out an assessment using quality assessors within the organisation or even engaging external assessors. The mechanism for assessment is usually based on some form of questionnaire. It's important to understand that the questions should engender an objective response. Many of the standards and frameworks provide excellent questionnaires. ISO 20000, CMMI, SCAMPI, the standard CMMI appraisal method for process improvement, and COBIT. If the assessment is being carried out face-to-face, it's necessary to ensure that the questionnaire is presented without bias, which reinforces the importance of using impartial assessors, preferably those who have no association with the area they are assessing. It may be a challenge to achieve this in practical terms, so it needs to be handled sensitively within the teams being assessed. Assessment activities can often be viewed as an intrusion and negative, as they are perceived as monitoring the way the staff work, rather than activity to identify the current state of maturity. People become defensive if the approach is not presented correctly. So there should be a very clear emphasis on communication of the purpose of the assessment, and wherever possible, staff encouraged to take an active role. If internal quality assessors are not available, it may be possible to use members of the IT team to assess each other's process areas. But objectivity must always be maintained, and a defined set of questions from a questionnaire will ensure this. The results from an assessment will depend on the scope that was covered. Often the assessment will only cover the attitudes and opinions of the IT department. If the assessment has this restricted approach, then the results will have a biased vision of the overall service and process achievement. There's nothing wrong with basing the assessment solely in the IT department if the goal is to review a specific scope, such as the maturity of processes in the IT department, with a view to improvement or understanding the current maturity level. But on receiving the results, it's important to ensure that the output is clearly understandable and is objective. If this is the approach, then the expected results will demonstrate the health of the IT department in terms of process maturity. The response to the results will depend largely on the eventual desired goal, but the assessment itself will not provide a pathway for improvement. It can be used for a gap analysis exercise, from which an improvement path can be developed. If there is a wider scope for assessment, including the business perspective of the processes, this will provide a much more comprehensive output, and it should include the satisfaction levels from the business. In this assessment, when a gap analysis is completed, it will enable not only improvement in the processes we deliver, but also demonstrate improvement in customer satisfaction levels with the overall services that the processes support. In either case, the results for the assessment will enable further action to be taken once gap analysis has been completed. So we can see from this brief review that when we do an assessment, it's based on the needs and requirements of the organisation. Understanding the techniques we need to use to manage it in a live environment, we need to be sensitive to those who are going to be involved in it, and understand what sort of perception they may have of the activity itself. From the results, we need to understand what the scope was so that we can successfully manage and understand our expectations based on the results. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing any of my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Helen Morris. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.